All right, Golf DMV, this is like our version of Live from the Players, okay? Because LB is there at TPC Talk. You know how Golf Channel does Live from the Players, Live from the Masters, Live from this, Live from that. We're doing our own version of Live from it, except we're not live. We are still, we are recording, and we'll post it, but it's basically Live from. That's essentially what we're doing. LB is at TPC Sawgrass with the Players Championship. And we're going to try to, what we try to do at Golf DMV is cover things that other people aren't covering. Like, we can talk about Rory McIlroy hitting the ball into the water on 18, and then the amazing shot, the amazing third shot. And maybe we will when we do like a final recap of it and talk about the rounds, you know, when Vern's on and stuff like that. But with LB being there, we want you to be able to see like what it is like from a fan's perspective, you know, because yeah, we're media, but we're also fans, and we want to give you stuff that nobody else will give you. And LB will pick up almost where you left off of one of the live tournaments that you covered. We'll start with the shuttle bus drivers. That's what people want to know. These high priced traveling shuttle bus drivers at these tournaments. Right.
It's a good gig if you can get it. Let's see, where do I start? To me, it's kind of odd.
Okay.
The players, the PGA hires drivers to drive the shuttle buses from the wherever the media parks, you know, to the event.
Right.
These guys travel the country, follow the tour around to just drive the shuttle buses.
Mm-hmm. Now, we highlighted this on a previous show, remember? Because you spoke to one of these shuttle. See, Golf Channel's not going to talk to you about the show.
No, drivers, okay? No, they're not.
We are.
They're not.
Okay, anyway.
I've been in the world of contract. I understand how that stuff works. But from a fiscal perspective, it would be much cheaper for me to hire random drivers, a company in every city to provide drivers for that event instead of me, the PGA, hiring a company, let's say from Phoenix.
Right.
And then this company pay them every time. And then they are flying people all over the country to be shuttle bus drivers. Now, just an example. Today, when I was on a shuttle bus coming here from the parking lot to the tournament. Because it goes back to the PGA saying, well, we don't have money for this, we don't have money for that. Well, you're wasting millions of dollars in shuttle bus drivers. You know what I mean? For real, they really are.
Right.
Because the guy I talked to, at the LIV tournament, that guy lived in Georgia. They fly him around to drive the shuttle buses. This guy I talked to today, I forget where he was, but it was in Florida. And they flew him up there, put him in a hotel, all that stuff, per diem, to drive a shuttle bus from the parking lot to the tournament and back and forth. When I got on a shuttle bus today, I was the only person on the shuttle bus. Coming back from the tournament, it was me and another media personnel. That was it. Yeah. I'm just saying, they wasting money. Don't tell me you don't have money to pay your players. Yeah. Okay.
Well, now, we need only the best drivers to shuttle media and players around. Although I guess the players aren't being shuttled around. I mean, the players.
The players get cars or whatever.
They get rentals and yeah.
Yeah, and I will say, not to throw anybody under the bus or anything, but some of these drivers are not the most, they're a little sketchy, I'm just saying.
Okay.
They're a little sketchy.
All right.
Okay, go back to the tournament.
You've only been on two shuttles today, and so if someone can pinpoint the shuttles that LB was on and figure out who those drivers were.
The first guy was less sketchy than the second guy.
And isn't that how we all want to be described? As less sketchy than the other guy. That can get you married these days. You're just less sketchy than the other guys.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Lady is
the life to you. So coming into the tournament, getting off the shuttle bus and walking onto the grounds, spectacular. I mean, just spectacular.
So this is your first time at TPC Sawgrass, right?
Yes, first time at TPC. It's spectacular. I mean, it's the only word I can think of. Everything is in its place. Just to tell you how good the grass is, I was sitting behind hole number 7 today. I sat there for about 4 groups coming through. Got a bunch of pictures of everybody come through number 7. The people in the spectators was talking about the grass that we were sitting on how, I mean, it really was.
How immaculate it was.
Right, exactly. Because the
I
one
love it.
guy I heard, I'm just listening to the conversations going on around me. And the one guy's asked another guy, because the one guy had been to agronomy school, the thing at NC State or something. And
Okay.
he was asking another guy, well, what kind of grass is this? Look at it. It's not rye, it's not bent, it's not Kentucky blue, but look at it. Look at it.
Wow.
It looks like, I kid you not, it looks like artificial turf. It is that pristine.
Okay.
And there are areas, to be clear, there are parts of the grounds that are artificial, that is artificial turf. But right around the rough of the greens and stuff, that is real grass and real dirt. Because I sat in it and got, a little muddy in some spots. So I know it's real grass, but it looks like, I mean, it really looks like artificial turf. It is that nice. I don't even know where to start, man.
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
From watching it on television, and we've talked about this on the show before, it as much as I've wanted to, even from the waste management, that's kind of when I gear up and get ready for the season as far as the pros. But the spectators ruined that for me. For whatever reason, Kapalua, the Tournament of Champions, I couldn't really get into that either. And a lot of it might have been because and I love the fact that it brought a lot of attention to the fires that happened there in Maui because, that's going to be a long, long rebuild. But for whatever reason, that just didn't feel like, didn't feel like it. But today, watching the Players Championship, I felt like, okay, yeah. We're in the pro golf season now. What was the atmosphere like? Because I know watching on television, I felt like they call it, the fifth major. I felt like I was watching a major. I felt like I was
Oh,
watching these
absolutely.
guys. They're going forward. They're gunning. They're trying to win this. What was the atmosphere there? What was the vibe?
All the fans are geeked up, especially, well, I guess it goes without saying, especially around number 17.
Oh, sure.
I mean, that I did spend a lot of time in the afternoon at 17, just to see how everybody was. And with all of the grandstands around, I guess that's 16, 17, and even the other part of 18, you can still see the island green. And that place is just bonkers. And what I was talking to a lady who had a so lady was standing next to me who had a wristband on from one of the grandstands. So we got to talking, and she said, well, I asked about the grandstand. She's asked, but why'd you do the grandstand? She said, well, it's cheaper this way because in the grandstand, the alcohol is included.
Oh, yeah.
So she said it just works out cheaper this way. The later it got in the afternoon, the more raucous the crowd got around, because they've been drinking all day now. It was funny this morning when I was walking into the venue, there were some guys in front of me who had, some kind of bag or whatever with some beers in it. And they're all pounding beers as they're walking up to the gate because you can't
Of
take
course.
anything in. So they got like three beers left, and it's six of them. And they're like, well, who wants these three beers? We can't throw them away. Somebody got to drink them. So they're debating on who's going to drink these last three beers before they go get inside. And then another guy saying, look, guys, we got to pace ourselves. This is a long day. Don't go too hard too soon. We don't have to carry nobody out of here today. So it was a lot of that going on too. People were really getting tore down. But the crowds were ready for some good golf. This morning I walked with Rory. I caught up to him on hole four, I think it was. Well, his back nine. Yeah, he was on hole four of his back nine when I caught up with Rory and his group. Huge galleries following him. Everything he did, they were cheering. In the
Did they cheer
afternoon,
when he put the ball in the water on 18?
well,
Because he was cruising up to that point, but his third shot, amazing. His third shot was amazing. Yeah, to put that thing right on the green.
That one I didn't see live. I watched that from the media center. I was taking a break. I did a lot of walking today, folks. I'm gonna tell you now, my feet hurt. And I'm dead serious. My feet really hurt. So tomorrow might be a little later start than today was, because I might have to rest my feet.
It's funny because no, you did. You got a lot of, I mean, you were out there, you got a lot of footage, you covered a lot.
Yes, a lot of walking. I haven't looked at my camera. I'm gonna try and download some photos tonight and post some. I got a lot of photos. I mean, I took there were two eagles. I mean, this kind of stuff you're not gonna get on Golf Channel. There were two eagles circling over the Island Green of 17 this afternoon. And I'm looking around at other people like, do y'all see these eagles? Mm-hmm. And nobody sees them but me. I took photos of the eagles, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
but the crowds have been very, very nice. Oh, I got a funny story. So Rory has come in to the scoring house, and there's a house, it's a really nice house. He goes in and does a scorecard and everything. And the kids are all, that's where the kid zone is to get autographs.
Right.
So all the kids are standing there. Everybody's Rory. They're screaming for Rory. Mm-hmm. And when I come around the side, Rory goes over and does the interviews. And then he goes out the back side. He doesn't even come back toward the the autograph area.
Right.
So as I'm walking past the interview area, you know, I say to the kids all screaming, still screaming for Rory. And one kid asked me, say, hey, where's Rory? I said, oh, Rory's, he's doing interviews on the other side. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think he's coming back. And they, you know, go, oh, they were all kind of disappointed.
Right.
Then I said to the kids, I said, well, I'm a little disappointed because no one asked for my autograph. So then one kid says, hey, mister, I'll take your autograph. So so I go back and I sign his hat.
Right.
And I give him a card. His name is Nicholas.
Nicholas.
So I said, man, keep this signature, man, because at some point I might be famous.
Mm-hmm.
He says, okay. So he, you know, I'll go away. Later on, I check our Instagram page, and Nicholas had already messaged us on our Instagram page. So I responded back to Nicholas.
Nice. What's up, Nick? Nice. There you go, LB. I love it. That's funny.
Making friends. I'm making friends, man.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's what it's about. So when you you were there, and you know, we get the, you know, media access and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Were you at any players post round interviews, and anything stood out to you, whether it was, you know, Shoffley or any of these guys?
Yeah. So I did stay around for those. I initially, I think the first one I did was Jason Day, mm-hmm. Camilo. I'm gonna say his last name. Vegas. Vegas, yeah, him. Who else was another guy there? I stayed for Rory's, of course, in his group. Spieth was in his group, right? Wasn't Spieth in? I remember when Spieth came off. When he came out of the scoring tent, he straight away. I mean, he left like he was, and based on his score, I'm sure that's why he left, because he didn't do anything today.
I was wondering if you were going to ask him, you know, does he feel like he's striking fear in people's No, no one needs to ask him that. That's just a thing that I...
No. He wasn't. Yeah, he was. He had a rough day today. Mm-hmm. I'm still looking through the list because it was Jason Day. I saw him. Yeah, so the interview part was kind of cool because this is the first time I've actually, you know, spent time in that area of the media area where you can actually ask questions and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. I took photos of Xander doing his interview. At the time he was, because this was before Rory, because he came in first before Rory. So he was the leader when he came in.
And by the way, you were right. Rory was paired with Spieth and Hovland.
Spieth. Yeah. So I did get video of all three of them on number four T-Box. I'll post that tonight. I'll try to get that posted tonight, if nothing else. But it was huge crowds following that group.
Oh.
Caleb Williams, the presumptive number one draft pick, mm-hmm. was following that group as well. Of course, he had inside rope access, but me as a media person, I cannot get inside rope access. But a football player who's not even drafted yet can get football inside rope access.
Now, by the way, the presumptive number one draft pick, but the Bears haven't traded Justin Fields yet. And so,
right.
Yeah, we'll like, see.
Who's to say?
Caleb Williams, unfortunately, like the thing that sticks out of my mind about his season last year, mm-hmm. was after they lost to Stanford, jumping in the stands and visibly shaking and weeping in his mom's arms. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was.
well,
Everybody
that
takes
means he,
losses hard, I guess, you know.
right, and that means he cares. I mean, you can look at it that way. That means he genuinely cares about winning and losing.
Cares a lot.
Because there are some people,
Like,
yeah,
oh,
I had a conversation with, as a matter of fact, I had a conversation with the bus driver, the
well.
shuttle bus driver on the way over to the tournament.
The high price
Yes,
paid.
the guy who's making a mint just driving one person back and forth to the tournament. And because he's not a golfer, but we got to talking about LIV and how, you know, some of the players who've gotten these big paydays to, you know, don't seem to have that same drive anymore. Because they've got a $300 million contract now. They're like, well, you know, the hunger to win now has been diminished in some ways.
All right,
Yeah,
so
but all in all, it is honestly it TV, I know TV makes it look beautiful. You know, it makes the course look, you know, really nice, really beautiful and all that stuff. And it 100% is. If not, I mean if you play golf, you've never seen anything this nice.
there it is.
I
And
mean,
it's funny
really,
because there's
really
a
nice.
text chain with some of the guys like Lou and Matt and Vern, and I think Lou might have asked. It might have been Lou who asked this, like, you know, the price you have to pay at TPC Sawgrass. I mean, you're talking of $500, $600 to play, and everyone's saying, "No, I'll pay it for a bucket list, you know, trip with everybody. You
Right.
know, if it's a trip and it's bucket list, yeah, you pay it." Is that something that you would agree to after stepping foot on it? Like, yeah, if we're going on a trip, and I'll fork over a couple $100. By a couple, I mean closer to $1,000 than the 100. But I'll fork over a lot of money to play that course.
I think I honestly I think I would.
There it
And you know
is.
I'm usually tight about my money, but
That's why I
I
had to ask you. That's why I had to ask you, because you know we're impulse people, and so, but you aren't. You're like,
Well,
I'm not paying that
it
much money
is
for that.
I mean 'cause the one so again on the hole number seven, the guy I'm talking sitting in front of, he lives there. He lives in that area. And he's played the course, you know, I think he said three or four times. I'd pay. I'd pay it.
Okay.
I'd pay it.
There you go. Lawrence Brooks is covering it like nobody else. We covered so much stuff that you're not going to get on all your other little golf
No.
outlets. We're talking about the shuttle bus drivers and, you know, people who studied, you know, grass at NC State. That's what you get from Golf DMV. And you get more of it coming up, folks. We're going to try to do this every day after the rounds and just see what LB noticed, what he thought. We'll follow some story rounds. Can't wait to see who makes the cut and get into the weekend. And it's all good. Thanks, LB. Appreciate your time, man.
My pleasure.